This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Talks between the United States and China have ended in Washington with no trade deal announced. After the talks ended, U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted that the relationship with China's President Xi Jinping remains a very strong one and that conversations will continue. However, the president added the U.S. is imposing tariffs on China, which may or may not be removed. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president's asserting the tariff hike will pump tens of billions of dollars into the U.S., but former White House trade advisor Phil Levy says that's not how it works. Americans will end up feeling the pain.
Whether it is clothing or inexpensive consumer goods, kitchenwares, a lot of that was affordable because it was coming from China.
Levy says the tariffs are taxes on importers, and they will pass the higher costs to consumers. On Capitol Hill, GOP Congressman Kevin Brady says he's no tariff fan, but the president's taking a needed hard line with China.
If that's what keeps him at the table so we can get a fair agreement, then that's necessary.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN Children's Fund announced Friday that a local Nigerian civilian joint task force group has released nearly 900 children as part of its commitment to end and prevent the recruitment and use of children. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bulirak said the young people will need help transitioning to civilian life.
The children and young people released today will benefit from reintegration programs to help them return to civilian life and seize new opportunities for their own development.
UNICEF said the children have been used by armed groups in combatant and non-combatant roles and have witnessed death, killing, and violence. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iran semi-official